at 6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never was from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you want to throw me off my rhythm, I don't always get to request that week. Because they're all except for the rare 5 minutes on, they're usually all 2.5 minutes, and I don't move that fast no more. Anyway, going to be paying tribute to a couple of fallen musical heroes, I guess. And paying further tribute to one other in a song that everybody knows. So let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford.
Throughout my tears, I Hey, kids, this is Mal Thursday of the Mal Thursday Quintet and the Mal Thursday Show, formerly of Mal Thursday and the Cheetahs and the Malarians, if you were around in the 80s. You are listening to Alex Piondis on the Desperate Hours on WMFO. And I gotta say, Alex is one of my favorite MFOs.
I seen some cotton pickers over by the railroad track. I seen them cotton pickers with their sacks on their back. They said, hey man, we're glad to see you back. We got a new dance they call the Bacon Factor. Go. Well, you jump up in the air, then you come down with a bump. He said, dig, daddy, it's a natural fact. It's sweeping the world, that thing, the Bacon Factor. Go. Ha ha!
played it for her, you play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Heart, I can hear my heart every time we meet, every time we part. When I'm in your
time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Memphis. The station wants you to know that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Memphis. Okay, let me explain away this first set of the evening. Anyway, back me up is Sid Dale, Danger Musicians at Work, from the Inner City Beat CD. And you just heard Burying the Remains by request for Winthrop and Hart. Get that off the Best Of thing that came out in 1991, An Epic Legacy. Originally released on the classic original album in 1966 on Epic. For that, Alvin Cash and the Crawlers, and one song written by the late Andre Williams in Twine Time, came out in 1963 on Marvelous. Before that, Sir Douglas Quintet, Chanley Andre, with Bacon Fat, released in 1966 on the Tribe label. Before that, The Lemon Drops and I Live in the Springtime, track originally released on Rembrandt in 1967. I got it out of the Nuggets box set. And we kicked it off with the Beach Resorts in Springtime, from the compilation Love's a Sad Song. Came out in 1999 on Misty Lane. It was originally released on the Key label in 1967. Okay. Swing right back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Singing, dreaming dreams of love you'll be bringing. sweet country boy love.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
8:31 p.m. Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes, we got the show back in sync. Let me tell you what I just played. Just heard a Lost, yes, featuring Willie Alexander, a couple of major label singles they put out around 1966, 67, maybe more than you. Came out in 66 on Capitol. Before that, Rick Nelson and Fire Breathing Dragon from 1966 on Decca. Before that, Hines did, who's the bass player for the Tornadoes, Hines did Country Boy, a track originally released on Decca in the UK in 1963. I got off of the compilation Joe Meek, The Alchemist of Pop, Homemade Hits and Rarities from 1959 to 66. And then we kicked it off with Dick Dale and his Deltones. Dick Dale passed away Sunday at the age of 83. I'm sorry. Anyway, I was a Quincy native. Spent the first 18 years of his life here in Quincy. What a thunk it. That was had the good fortune to see him a couple of times live. When he was alive, Anyway, Dick Dale's Deltones, 8 till Midnight, the B-side to Mizzaloo on the Deltone label in 1963. This is one of my 22-bit finds up at Todd Farm. I'm getting the itch with the nice weather lately. Now that spring has sprung, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
I'm running. Yes, before it's too late. Trying to get away from that jailbait. It's a rough temptation, but a common invitation and a good association. But a quick elimination that will take you out of circulation. Yes, I'm talking about that younger generation. So take my advice, fellas. For goodness sake, 15, 16, 17, that's jailbait. Now they swear that they're in love, that you and her are by stars above, and she's looking mighty good, just like a young girl should. We try to tell you no, and let that young girl go, but you know it all. You have yourself a ball, and now that it is too late, as you look from cell number 8, I tried to tell you, old mate. Seventeen and a half is still jailbait. So tomorrow's the date for the trial of jailbait. And this you watch and see. The young girl will go free, and you'll get 1 to 3. So out the door she walks, to another man she talks. Before you can count from 1 to 8, another man in for jailbait. Please, Mr. Judge, if you just let me go this time, I ain't gonna mess with them young girls no more. I swear I ain't gonna bother no more, Mr. Judge. I ain't gonna bother none 15. I ain't gonna bother none 16. I ain't gonna bother none 17. I ain't gonna mess with none 18. I'ma leave that 20 old ones alone too. I'ma get me a girl about 42. If you just believe what I say, let me go, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge, I ain't gonna bother young girls no more. Give me a break, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
I was young and then I knew. This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Now listen, you drag, here's my skull and bone pack. There's a mean old monster down from Las Vegas track. He's flipped his lid, hangs in a cave, and sleeps in a coffin near Dracula's grave. He's mean, ornery, mad, and tough. Always misbehaves and dips chocolate snuff. Don't meddle with this scuzzy dude, forget it. Just hop in your woody and split, man, split it.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, big man, let's take him on a trip.
So my fellows, grab your chain. Swing that monster down Hollywood Lane.
This wolfman takes his bath inside a tomb over Zombie Hill. Always making for the kill. For a weekend blast, this cat's the worst. Racing John, Paul, George, and Ringo in his souped-up purse. But the beast got beat, and he howled and cried. So if he says he won, you know he lied.
Yeah!
Now kittens and cats, if you're ever out on Sunset Strip, sidewalk surfing, or just taking a trip, souping a Woody or a cute 409, you see a monster, only one of a kind. A big fat tummy full of tiger meat. Pushing a cement mix and dragging his feet. Don't intervene, don't be no fool. Man, don't tarry, this beast blew his cool.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, Dig Man, let's take him on a trip.
So my fellows, grab your chain and swing that monster down Hollywood Lane.
He drinks embalming floats, eats corpse meat, chases chicks, likes blondes, and has big bad feet. He plays the bongo with Watusi feet, and does the jerk and the twine right on the street. Now dragsters, like, take my advice. Don't dig his show, cause it's not worth the price. Don't stop for water, oil, or gas. Keep right on moving, right on past.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, Dig Man, let's take him on a trip.
Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, just heard Teddy and Daryl from the Mondo Hollywood soundtrack. Came out in 1967 on Tower and the Beast of Sunset Strip. For that, the Intruders did Cowboys to Girls. Came out in 1968 on the Gamble label. And a couple from musical notables who died this past Sunday, Andre Williams and Jailbait, track originally released on the Fortune label in 1956. I got off the best of thing he called Mr. Rhythm. Came out in 1999 on Eagle. Well, that Dick Dale and his Deltones kicked off the set once again with Surf Beat, a track originally released on his own Deltone label in 1962. I got it off the King of the Surf guitar, best of Dick Dale and his Deltones. Came out in 89 on Rhino. Anyway, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Hope you're digging it. If you're not, get your own show. These are the Desperate Hours.
old man's been blasted out of his wheels, and your king-sized brother's been twisted like a pretzel. You're all that's left, lover, and you ain't gonna be around for long.
Silver Spring, Maryland, and I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
Tell me now what's strange. Nothing's on sound.
Thank you.